WTR Mobile.
Anytime you answered up, W2G Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty. Just let me turn this radio down in the background. And excuse me for that. We are just leaving the CNP restaurant down here on, I guess it's 14 in there, Buncombe. Anyways, someplace down here. Coming back from the daughters, we took them down a thing of apples and some applesauce.
That sounds good. We just left, about 20 minutes ago, we left Greenville. Headed back over, Woodruff Road actually, headed back over towards Spartanburg. And she had another acupuncture visit today. And then we're going to Brewster's and have ice cream cones.
Station break.
Go ahead, sir.
True. TR Tom, this is KQ4LOO, still here. You're sounding a lot better, so I'm thinking you might have been actually had some kind of interference going on wherever you were at. You told me that you didn't have, it's normally a good area for you, but apparently something was going on because now you sound really good.
Well, I think it was on your intel because I've talked where I was talking to you from for the last 15 years without any problem with anybody. So it could have been on your end. But thanks for telling me anyways. Sometimes you get a loose mic cord or something like that, but I haven't had any other reports of it. Go ahead, Rusty. Does it sound all right to you?
The other station just came in. You're sounding awful light coming into the repeater to me over here. Over.
I hear there, Rusty, quite a bit. If you're still there, Tal, go ahead.
But that might have been me trying to respond before Rusty could. Sorry, Rusty, I'm not trying to cut you off, buddy. I'm getting ready to get out of this, but I'm still sitting in the exact same spot I was when I talked to you earlier, and you're sounding really a lot better at the moment. So it, I don't know, it might have been some kind of temporary disruption or something. I don't know.
That's RF for you. Anyways, that sounds good. That's a high dollar there, Rusty, that Brewster's.
We'll be signing out.
Not later, my friend. Yeah, it is, Tom, but we don't go that often. And, you know, when we go, we're going to enjoy it. And the weather's, you know, the temperature's just right. And we can sit there in the parking lot and enjoy it and, you know, and be good to go, as they say.
We're like you. Who cares? No more ice cream than we eat. I've been thinking about going down here and getting a banana split at this place, the Peach Farm, before they close up. I don't know if they have or not. I don't think so. It's right across from Brewster's, actually, on Buncombe Road. And some old boy at the hospital was telling me the other day that that's where he was going by himself. And I said, well, I remember when Bernice and I used to split a banana split. And I said it was $3 and something. And I said that was a luxury back then. He says, oh, they're $8.
Like that at all. Well, Brewster supposedly is offering two of their small cones for $8. So we're going to go see if they've still got that. And if it's one that, we're still going to get them because we want the ice cream cones today. You know, the good old waffle cones. Not the waffle cones, but the cones, the big cones. So we'll see what we do today when we get there.
No, Rusty, we just ate, so no ice cream now. But I'll tell you one thing that's, and I'm not being cheap. If I wanted Brewster's, I'd go to Brewster's. But the QT, go in there sometime and order one of their ice cream cones. I don't know what they're getting out of them now, but not long ago it was just like a dollar and a half. And, oh my gracious, it's huge and it's delicious. If you go to Dairy Queen, get the same thing. It's like $4.
Things like that are do that at all. And I gotta watch where my mic cord goes when I'm talking because it lays right across the volume knob on this radio. And I'll have to switch my repeaters onto the other side of the radio and all that way my knob doesn't get interfered with. But anyway, and all. So how are you and Bernice doing?
CR. Well, Rusty, I've had some problems with AFib, off and on, but other than that, I've been doing pretty good. Oh, but I start cardiac rehab, what day? Thursday. So, some guy's trying to get out of sphincter and going across three lanes. He needs his head examined. God. But, it's not been without some problems, but I feel pretty good. How you doing?
Pretty good. I didn't get to rehab today. Had a run-in with a cat last night and it lacerated my leg. I got four nice long, places on my left leg. And it was a little bit sore this morning, so I didn't feel like going and fighting, you know.
The remedy for that is called Smith & Wesson.
I start talking about that. There's somebody over here in the other seat who would look for that for me.
I don't like cats. I love dogs, but I ain't got no use for cats. They kind of kill my chickens all the time. I got a transducer out there, and it alerts me even during the night if there's one out there. And I don't hurt them, but I'll put a bullet right behind them. And they don't seem to come back after that.
Things like that. I used to use them to scare around the other house because I was having problems with cats and they'd get underneath the house and they'd tear things up. But by the way, just to let you know, I don't own that trailer or that property anymore. I've done sold it. It's gone. I got paid for it the other day and I'm very happy about it.
Congratulations. I bet you are. You had a lot of problems with that place, and it's nice to get rid of it, I'm sure, Rusty. But, most of the time, if, like last night, there was a dog out there, and he was headed for the chicken pen, and I got these little inch and a half firecrackers, and you throw one of those out there in the middle of the night, and they're gone. So you don't have to hurt them, just scare them away. But I got bit by a Siamese cat when I was in grade school, and he had teeth as big as a dog. And I don't know, I'm just kind of biased. I just don't like cats at all, and they're unpredictable. And a dog you can pretty well predict most of the time. It all depends on the owner, and probably the same way with cats. They can deal you a pretty good wound. I'm on a blood thinner, and that would be really bad.
Yeah, well, the cat is not the one I'm blaming, because cat was sitting in Elaine's lap next to me in our recliner, and dog was sitting up on the back of the recliner. Well, she jumped down, she landed on the cat. The cat moved forward to me, and the dog wandered around, did a little bit of something else, and the cat took off, and that's when the cat got me. So I blame this problem on the dog last night, and I told her I was mad at her until this morning, and then I told her I wasn't mad at her anymore, but our dog likes to bark, and she gets up on the back of our double recliner, and she'll sit up there, and she sits up there, she can see out the windows on either side of the front door, and she loves to see what's going on outside, Now, if she sees a car or somebody strange comes down through there, she'll bark at it. So when she does, she scares the cats, and then she jumps down like she's going to go chase it. And once again, the cats are going to scatter. So anyway, it's healed over. It's going to be better. By next Tuesday, when it's time for me to go back to my next session, I'll be in good shape by then. So, and all. So anyway, good to hear you're getting started in this too. W2 T-Mobile.
10-0-TR. Well, are you taking that Eloquist or a blood thinner, Rusty? They put me on it immediately for 3 months.
Go on.
Well, it's Eloquist, but the first prescription was Eloquist, and then the second one was a generic for it. But it's $24 a pill.
The only thing they added to mine, they changed my blood pressure medicine from where I was taking one tablet once a day, I now take one tablet twice a day, and it's a little bit milder prescription on what I'm taking. So they felt my blood pressure medicine didn't need to be as strong as it was before. And the only the only other thing they added to it was a 81 milligram aspirin I now take also.
Take metoprolol. It keeps your heart rate constant, and then I have to take an amiodarone or something like that, and it's for AFib, and I don't know when they'll take me off of that stuff, but I couldn't believe that Eliquis is $720 for one prescription of it. I got a freebie from one of the doctors for it for the first month, but then the other doctors changed it over to, I can't even tell you what the name of it is, but I cut my finger the other night on a handrail, and I about an inch long, but it was very shallow in my little finger. Now, I thought I'd never get that stopped bleeding.
Like that will do it, and of course, taking that 81 milligram aspirin is also for that. So, you know, that's to keep your blood a little bit thin, but not, you know, not real bad. So, anyway, but looks like we're both surviving right now, Tom. That's what's the important thing. Over.
Right. It's not been an easy haul for me, and it sounds like they really done a good job on you, and you're in a little better shape than I was. But I still have to take the 81 milligram aspirin at night on top of the blood thinner. And I don't like those blood thinners, but they talk like they take me off of it in 3 months. But, well, I haven't been on the radio very much at all, Rusty. I haven't felt like it. So that's probably why you haven't been able to catch me. And we've just had one doctor's appointment after another, it seems like. And they called me yesterday for some kind of stupid test for diabetes on my eyes. And heck, if anything, I got low blood sugar. But we was up at Hendersonville at the Apple place, and they scheduled it for the same day that I start cardiac rehab at the same time. But I haven't seen it come up in my appointments at the VA, so I just guess I gotta wait till they do. Doing anything with the government's a pain in the butt.
It can be, and also, well, hopefully everything will come out good, and they're going to do a MRI on my right shoulder to see if they can figure out why I've got some muscles in the arm that are screwing up or whatever. And anyway, well, Tom, I'm getting into some heavy traffic, and I'm going to be down here close to the ice cream place here in a few minutes, and I'm going to make a left turn across the other two lanes of traffic. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3's good to hear from you, and maybe I'll catch up with you later. N0TR, W2T, 7-3's.
Hello to you, Andy Lane, and Bernice is here. radius here in a couple of seconds, so we're about home. Take care. W2T in 02 are clear.